Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Alfredo Sauce Bowl. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I also like to give a thanks to Anchor for distributing my broadcast. It is June 24th, 2020, 2:39 p.m. Mountain Time. That means 1:39 on the West Coast and 5:39 on the East Coast. Well, today's an exciting episode. I'm doing an actually just at your house talk show today. For COVID, I want to advise everybody to stay safe as COVID surges in some states. I happen to live in New Mexico, Albuquerque. Cases seem to be low here. Only in certain places they're high. I recommend to be safe. If you are visiting those spots, you can visit online, World Health Organization.com, the CDC, CNN, local news, and find out where those high places are with COVID. But I do advise wear your mask. Wear your mask, be safe, especially if you're an essential worker at a grocery store, retail, clothing stores, any sort of business that interacts with people, customers, per se, I should be saying, actually, be sure that you're wearing your mask around them. Do forgive me for a lot of the background noise. I am actually using my phone. I actually started Anchor a few days ago. Ready 3 episodes in. I'm having a great time doing these shows for you guys and learning as I go along. I don't usually do tutorial videos. Not really my thing. Those are other people's things. I'm not one to dictate to other people of how they do their stuff. If you ever ask me for advice, I'm not shy to give it. I actually give you my input and things like that. I'm not one to judge towards other people. Not really, that's all I could do. I could just give my input. It's all up to you to put it together, just like myself. All people can do is just advise me and give me direction, just like finding these tools and things. But other than that, I go along with myself, giving my own creativity along the way, and just being myself, basically, on these shows. Just giving you an insight about how I go on about my days. The reason I'm doing this show is because of the COVID surges that are going on. You have one place, my former place of residence, Sacramento, California, where the governor is now issuing that residents of California wear masks daily. Whether you're outside for a walk, in your garden, just basically outside, just wear your mask. If you're inside, you're still okay. I'm in my house right now. I don't wear a mask. It's definitely not driving for safety issues. I don't know why anybody would wear a mask driving with COVID. Even if you're trying to protect yourself from COVID, you're in your car. I advise not to for safety reasons. It's more for when you're out in larger groups. I myself don't do it in my garden like you should, but still, I mean, if you feel more safer, it's more to the individual. So if you feel more safer, wear your mask. Definitely, most definitely wear your mask. So like I said, I've been using Anchor for a couple of days now, still learning it, seeing how you use the tools. Most I'm just getting recording, using their background music tools. Still haven't found out to use most of the effects and things like that that I would like to use in my radio shows. I'm also in the process of getting people interested in my shows, invited on my shows. I believe they have to have the Anchor app downloaded. So if you have an Apple phone, smartphone, download the app. Come be on my shows. I mean, come get your little 5 minutes, 15 minutes of fame, whatever you, however long you like to be on the show. Also, if you like me to do birthday dedications, I'll do birthday dedications on my show. I give somewhat of news. I don't do too much news broadcast because they're pre-recorded and usually post it maybe hours later, or, you know, not there right there and then. Also, these shows are being recorded mostly raw material. I really don't do much editing into it, so it's okay if you want to comment and criticize. Go ahead and criticize. I mean, hey, you need credits to be successful too. They have their line of work and their expertise. But mostly I'm just broadcasting and giving you just something else. And mostly what I do for my time, I'm also a manager at a grocery store. This is just something part-time that I do for my free time, especially while COVID is going on, something for me to do. I know a lot of people out there, you know, with those 2 months, 3 months that we had to stay inside, I know a lot of people, tensions were probably rising. I'm pretty sure of it. Pretty much sucks. And it's mostly of just finding, to me, is just finding things to do and keeping yourself occupied. You are isolated, as they do say. And it says it in itself, isolation. I mean, you are in the house with who you are with. Me, for example, I'm here with my nephew, my mom that I take care of and help, and my brother who recently came here. So having to see each other every day, even with your family, everybody still likes their own personal space, their own personal thing, you know. Me and myself, I like going for drives by myself sometimes. I mean, even with family members, they like being by themselves, being in their rooms. I mean, but you can only do that for so long. So I do suggest, now that you can get out, wear your mask and get out, get some fresh air, get some oxygen, see some different people. That way you can start easing the tensions in your mind. I found out that's real common, especially for like days when you're going to work. Like me, I listen to a lot of music throughout my day. I'm mostly on YouTube, surfing, on my Facebook. I like using my Facebook a lot. It's mostly for my broadcasts. I find out a lot of good news. Be careful doing that a lot, because you do happen to find fake things, but that's why you have to research your resources. Let me explain again. If you are doing a broadcast and you are broadcasting, just like they used to tell you in school, be sure to get your references or your resources correct. I have a laptop right in front of me. I have CNN News behind me. So I'm very well set up for my resources. That way I can get them direct and tell you guys where I get them from. If you listen to my other broadcasts, I actually give the websites names. Not always at the beginning, but within the segment I do. That way I can get my resources and don't get myself in trouble, let's say. But right now I'm watching CNN Live to pass time as I get ready for work. Right now they're talking about corona cases in California. New confirmed cases is at 6,000, June 23rd. That's a pretty high rate from February on into June. They just kept building and building. They were one of the states to go ahead and open before other states too as well, let's say this. But it is a larger state, way more residents. And right now they're talking about California, Texas, and Arizona see spike in new cases and hospitalizations. So I can see where it's a big deal to wear your mask. There are also, I've read on online from World Health Organization and CDC websites that they're actually talking about, people talking about a second wave when we haven't even got past the first wave. This is still the first wave, they're saying. And I'm pretty sure we won't start talking about the second wave until the fall, probably, when flu season starts to pick up and the things as the weather changes. So do wear your mask. But yeah, if you are using Anchor, it is a great tool to get started. I'm just your average Joe who happened to just be bored at home, being isolated and going to work and not having much to do, and said, hey, why don't I just start a podcast and with joke around with friends and family and see who watches and how you guys like it. I will be starting a separate website from my actual Facebook for these podcasts. This is actually just the first season, just gonna basically include my journey through Anchor and find out the new tools and present it to you guys in my own way for you, my own style. I like to, just to give you pre-warning, I like to be very jokey. I am kind of a funny kind of guy sometimes. I like to talk a lot. That's the reason why I'm starting these broadcasts, is I do like to talk. Gets kind of lonely being by yourself, especially isolated. So right now I'm just, like I said, I'm just passing time for work. Tell you guys about my little journey so far through Anchor. I'm having a good time using the tools. If you are other Anchor users and you are listening to my broadcast podcast, I would be highly appreciative if you guys do come on the show and give me a little input. I do watch the tutorial videos on the app. They do have tutorial videos on the app to help you out. I do suggest watching them, and that way it can help you out, and especially help you out with your podcast. Another thing I do is see what people do for their style of podcast. You have from tutorial videos to input, gossip. I mean, many, just like your normal podcast shows are. Like I said, I'm nobody different. I'm just presenting mine in my own way. Not trying to be, you know, compete with anybody else's show or anything like that. Like I said, everybody has their own unique way of presenting their stuff. This is my way of doing it and bringing a little bit of me at the same time and introducing myself. So, one thing too, with Anchor, if you're recording from your phone, I have an Apple phone. One thing I learned with my Apple phone, because they do suggest that you do get up kind of close with your phones with this app, but I really don't do that. I've noticed that I breathe harder. You hear my breathing more, and it's a little bit the heavy after the talk, more heavy. So if you kind of distance yourself from the mic and, you know, just basically speak up, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a shy guy myself. Most human beings are. You're lying if you're not. Trust me, I work at a grocery store. That's one of my jobs, is to get people interacting with customers. Customer service is a big thing. And not only that, it's just personal presentation of yourself. Basically, where I come from, I mean, personal presentation is almost everything. It is the gateway of getting yourself out there. So really, really work hard on your dialogue. My shows are very unscripted, very freestyle-ish, just going with it. Which is okay, because as I go further down along the roads and I get more hang of this app and these talk shows for you guys, I'll actually sit down and write scripts and script my stuff out for you guys. Also, I'll be starting a YouTube channel with live broadcasts of my podcasts. That way you guys can see live shows. And if you happen to have to work or anything, or you're not around to catch my shows, you can catch them later on podcasts, where Anchor does distribute my podcasts through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and it says more. You can share them. I share mine through Facebook with my friends. Hopefully my friends come out and support me and watch me, which is awesome. You guys are also welcome to come on my show. I thought that was pretty cool. Right now I'm just even coming up with ideas for my podcast. I learned that's kind of hard. So what I sit down and do, I basically just get paper and I just brainstorm it. You know, I just sit there and come up with names. I throw my own name in there and come from, just go along the way, you know, just almost like a writer does, or, you know, a musician does. They just sit there and they practice on their things. So that's what I do. Or a football player, basically athletes. They train for everything. They are the best at it. The reason they're the best at it is because they train at that and they're passionate for it. Just like me with talk shows and other entertainment. I'm very entertained, pulled by it. I've always been, since I was a kid, I find things like that very exciting to do, interacting with people. I like meeting new people, talking with people, finding out their stories and their view on things and just their journey through life. And that's why I would like you to have come on my shows. Don't be shy. I was a very shy person. It didn't take me until I went to college and took some public speaking classes, and where you did have to speak, and college helped out with a lot of that too, because not only in public speaking do you have to speak in other classes too as well. That helped me come out my shell a lot, and space, and basically being in customer service businesses, being a lot involved with customers, talking a lot and interacting with customers. Like I said, I'm a manager at a local grocery store here in New Mexico. And I interact with a lot of customers and employees. So a very, very lot day-to-day people interaction for me. I really developed through the years and became more talkative. Found out that I am really a more talkative person when I get going. So yeah. So back to with being in your house isolated, like I said, this is a in your house special. If you're finding things to do, I mean, if you're a gamer, I know there's a lot of new things coming out with gaming. They just announced the PlayStation 5. I've been researching a lot, trying to find prices. So far, I've just find, you know, what they're planning to charge and things like that. So if you have any other input on that, message me. Let me know if you guys have found anything on that. Another thing I do is, like I said, I basically just listen to music a lot and research for my shows. I research for my shows a lot, things that I'm going to talk about. A later show that I'm going to be doing, hopefully my guests come through for my show. I'm going to be doing one on gaming. Basically, it's just a show sitting back and talking about 90 games when Nintendo came out. I grew up Nintendo. I was born in 86, so I grew up in the 90s. Great era. Awesome, awesome time. So, a show I'd like to do is actually a gaming show. Just talking about, you know, my experiences through gaming and how I came along and what I grew up with. One of the games, Super Mario, most definitely still play it to this day. Mario Kart from Wii to Nintendo, Super Nintendo. And just have a fun time doing that with my guest. So hopefully you guys tune into that later on. It'll probably be sometime next week. So stay tuned in. But these are just the things that I do to pass time. I'm pretty sure, like I said, if you're there with family, it sounds pretty lame and old schoolish, but hey, bust out a board game, play some board games. I have a 9-year-old daughter that I see every other weekend. And yes, I am a proud single father. Yes, I'm not ashamed to put that out there. I do have a very good connection with her mom still, and yes, we go through and work out things, so that's awesome. Like I said, I have a 9-year-old daughter that comes by. We find things to do. This weekend we just had a water fight. We filled up some water balloons, went at it. It was an awesome time. The weather's pretty hot. I was off for a Saturday. I don't get many Saturdays off. I have a mixed schedule. That's just how work is, especially when you're doing things like this. Just finding time to do it. And yeah, but those are the things that I do to pass time. You know, I interact with my family. I have barbecues. I try to have playtime with my daughter, from water fights to playing basketball to playing video games. I go to family's houses, friends' houses, not in large groups. We all just kind of keep it minimum, and especially with visits. I called beforehand, but definitely get yourself out. But I do apologize. I do have to go. It is 2:58, and I do have to be at my job, the supporting job, at 3:30. So I do apologize if I have to let you go. I do apologize to my listeners. But hey, stay tuned in and keep listening to my shows. And I hope you do appreciate listening to these shows. Like I do say, I do apologize if it's much rambling on, but this is just me. And this is me, my journey through Anchor on my shows, Alfredo's Soup Bowl. And I hope you guys keep tuning in and listening. And y'all have a great day.